In this assessment of the wider Reformation impact on European society, I'd like to start with a brief overview and then to focus on some of the key debates among historians of the early modern period. What then was the general impact of the Reformation? As always, of course, we have to remember that historical change is never monocausal, and that many regions, especially in the Mediterranean, stayed Catholic. Yet the overall impact of the Reformation was huge, arguably the single biggest factor in early modern transformation, given the towering role of religion in all spheres of pre-modern life. For a start, Christian unity of the medieval West was broken. It marked the beginning of centuries of confessional tensions, from the Swiss Civil War of Kappel in 1531, where Zwingli himself died on the battlefield, to the Northern Irish Troubles of today. It led to massive fragmentation. Just look at the many different Anabaptist movements which emerged in the 16th century. And to the great disappointment of the reformers, therefore, access to the Bible in the vernacular didn't settle religious problems, but in contrast, it provoked multiple beliefs and differentiation. In terms of politics, the effects are somewhat ambivalent. On the one hand, there was a massive strengthening of the powers of princes and states, for instance, in their control over churches. But on the other hand, there was also an emergence of resistance theories in the religious conflicts, like the Schmalkaldic Wars in the Holy Roman Empire or the French Civil Wars of the late 16th century. In foreign policy, religion became a new factor in international relations. It shaped outlooks and forged alliances, although cold reason of state can always trump religious considerations. If we think, for instance, of the trading links between the Venetians and the Ottoman Empire. One example of a heavily religious conflict was the 80-year-long Dutch War of Independence from the 1560s. Philip II urged himself to defend Catholicism throughout his empire, and the Dutch resented the heavy-handed suppression of Calvinism in the Netherlands. This culminated in the 1581 Declaration of Dutch Independence, and in the long term it eroded Spanish resources and Spanish prestige. The biggest climax, of course, was the 30 Years' War, 1618-48, which has been called a European tragedy. This was not just, but very much also for religious reasons, particularly in Bohemia, where it all started. It involved all major European powers. It killed about a quarter of the German population, and it devastated landscapes in many regions. However, it also produced a new state system based on the Peace of Westphalia. And it was possible in the 1630s, for instance, that there were alliances across the religious divide, such as those between the French and the Swedes. And this, I think, points to a gradual decline of religion as a key factor in foreign policy.